Please be advised, this series contains harsh language and references to potentially triggering material. Episode-specific warnings can be found in the show notes.
Last time, on Ombligo del Diablo, Sales Team 6 stopped by a little beachside hotel to rest before meeting with Murph's savior, though this beach episode has been going quite differently than the last few. Vincent has some trouble at the border. Oliver ordered an obnoxious shirt. Jamie met a little void dragon. Val reached out to her last resort, and Murph forgot her mother's importance. The day comes to an end and revelations are at hand, but will they save or condemn these lost souls? Okie dokie. Val is going to go back. And yep, she's going to need to wake up Oliver. All right. Went on a bit longer than intended, but that's all right. Val returns to the hotel room.
All right. So.
And wakes up Oliver.
Okay.
Sorry, Elf. I need to get this fixed.
Hey there, Val. Rubbing his eyes. What, has it been a long time? Has it been longer than like a walk should be? Or was it shorter or anything weird like that?
About an hour.
That was some walk you went on.
I talked to Orfeel.
Oh? How's he doing?
The fuck if I know. Fuck, I don't know. I don't know what the fuck he wants. You cannot tell Vincent about this. Can you promise me that? He cannot know just yet.
I think I can keep something from Vincent right now.
I need you. I don't know if forgetting is going to work. The shadow shit, all of that, needs to be gone.
Wait, from you?
Quick question, Elf. I think that'd be enough for her to give up on doing anything without to try and get Emily out.
Okay. Yes, I agree.
Okay, can we count that as already redeemed? Because I need to know how to react.
Yep.
Great. Cool. Go ahead. Sorry about that.
Just from you, or is this from everyone? Because I think it would be quite a thing to get all of. It's been a while since you've been messing around with that stuff. How long has it been? Two months? Two and a half?
More than that.
I mean, I can work on it.
I would like
to
roll.
We can start right now if you need to.
Yes. I don't know if this. Oliver, I don't know if this is going to work. I need you all. I need every single one of you to be okay. All right? I do. I know I don't say it. I need you all to be okay.
Oliver grabs your hands. I imagine Oliver has like his legs crossed on the bed and you are pacing back and forth in front of him. And he grabs your hands and he says, Valerie, I know that you care about us and I care about you. Look, I'll do whatever it takes.
I need to. Oh, fuck. Is Sal there?
Sal has not been visible like this entire time. You have had no shadow.
Mm.
I notice you're missing your friend.
Oh, yeah. My shadow? Yeah. He's a dickhead. Val's gonna listen to Oliver's shadow. Just by habit.
Just says.
I'll better talk her out of all this nonsense, or there's going to be trouble. Stop by a friend.
Does Oliver still have two shadows?
Not currently.
Oliver, do you actually mean that you want to help me with this? Because
Oliver actually does like a thoughtful face for a second, and really does a self-inventory, and says, I've never been more confident about anything in my life.
Fuck. Can I roll an insight check?
Yeah. Resolve insight.
Two successes. Actually, no. Screw that. I am going to spend some willpower.
Don't get ones, please.
Botch.
Oh, also you got a 10 on the end if you had any paradox.
Oh, shit. Elf, did I get any paradox for my ritual there?
Nope.
Okay.
Coincidental ritual performed performed carefully. It is no paradox.
No!
Oh my god.
Can I take an ag?
You can take an ag.
I take an ag.
The shadows are lying to you. It may be that the shadows have always been lying to you.
I guess. Two redemptions in one. Oh. Holy shit. Okay. Okay. Thank you. Yes, I need... Okay, maybe not forgetting. Maybe forgetting is not going to work. A mental block. Because
I was
going
to say
these things.
The first thing I'm going to need is for you to really tell me what's going on with these things. I know they're here. Mm-hmm. I know you can control them, but it seems like they kind of do their own thing sometimes.
Oh, that's just Sal. Maybe he's been lying to me, too.
Oh, and they have names, okay?
Well, I mean, it's just, I can't just call it Shadow because you have a Shadow that's been talking, and it's
Oliver
been
looks
lying
very suspiciously
to me.
Suspiciously at his Shadow.
There is an old-style lantern, kerosene lamp that you carelessly left lit. But at this point, it lifts up off its hook and flies across the room.
At anyone or just at the wall?
At a spot nearby Oliver, at a brick wall, and bursts into flames. And then there's a sound of scraping on glass.
Yeah, that pissed you off?
Right, fire first, yellow shadows later.
Right, yes, probably shouldn't engage. Yes, fire.
Gets the blanket off the bed and first thing just tries to smother the fire.
Stamina survival.
Okay, he is not good at this. What? He is amazing at this. Four successes
on two dice. Oh,
this is a magical success. I have two paradox.
Wow, what are your spheres?
My spheres are mind. I convince everybody the fire is gone.
That is...
Oh my
god. It's fire that it doesn't exist.
Mind, life, correspondence, and spirit.
You hit the fire with the blanket, and it is instantly gone. Outside on the beach, the table where Val was sitting bursts into flames.
Whoops. Good thing we don't know about that.
You can actually see it from your window.
Oh.
I turn around and I just wanted it to be gone. I didn't want it to be outside. Is there anything flammable out there? Should we tell somebody?
It is a stone table on the middle of a sandy beach.
I think we should just leave it. Oh, another thing. Okay, gonna get this out now before you, and she points around the room as if to try and point at Sal, start anything. Apparently, Vincent is not possessed. I guess.
Oh,
I don't...
I was about to give him the third degree. Should I not?
No, apparently, according to Orfeel, he is... trying to resist, or he's dealing with temptation. I don't trust angels or whatever they are as far as I can throw them, but I have to trust him on this.
Well, shoot, if you trust him, and he hadn't been wrong about much.
Yeah, that's about the only thing going for him, in my opinion. So hey. I don't have to knock him out with ketamine and try to drag him into a... By the way, that's what I was planning. To knock him out with ketamine and drag him into some sort of exorcism.
Well, if he's just dealing with temptation, then maybe I can just give him a good talking to. I mean, we're friends. Vincent and I.
Yes.
Maybe
yes.
Someone he cares about a little less than Murph. But friends.
Mm-hmm. Holy shit, there have been so many things that I have been keeping just locked up tight.
I'm going to tell you one thing, and this is going to be part of the process of building that barrier or making you forget either one, is it's going to come out eventually, but doesn't have to come out right now. If you're feeling overwhelmed, just let it simmer for a minute. Enjoy the fire. He like pulls you in close, looking out the window. It's kind of romantic, don't you think?
Romantic arson.
God, you're such an idiot sometimes.
Don't
but she
I
says
know
it nicely, like teasingly. Actually, I think I should maybe sleep.
I'll keep an eye out for that. What was his name? Sal?
Yeah.
Yeah, if he comes in here, I'll shake you awake and make sure you can hush him out.
There is a sound like a whisper that is screamed at the edge of your hearing, Oliver.
It is very specifically the scream of impotent rage.
Well, I'm glad I didn't tell him anything bad. Well, I told him one thing that was weird, but not
some weird things. Nothing that he can use.
I think that works. I think I'm good. Thank you, Elf.
All right. You guys get the fuck to sleep. You find yourselves waking up right around sundown.
Elf?
Oh, yeah?
I mean, I've been hoping to talk with basically everybody the whole time, but I didn't want to step on anybody.
Is this, like, urgently or just as they wake up?
Well, I mean, I was just planning on doing it yesterday.
Oh.
I kept waiting until everybody else was done with their stuff.
Okay.
But it sounds like this may not be the best time for Vincent to interact with anyone for dramatic purposes. Should we keep it rolling?
I think that as they start waking up would probably be the best time. You got a breakfast dinner date with Oliver, and this would be a fine time for Vincent to go talking to people. They seem to all have a lot on their mind, which Vincent will soon discover.
Okay, cool. Definitely the first person I wanted to talk to was Val. As it's early and everybody's waking up, I want to move in the direction of where I know Val might meet. Do her and Oliver share a room?
Yep.
Okay, cool. Yeah, I'll give it a light knock.
I got it, Val. You stay in bed. Gets up, opens the door. Vincent! Is it that time already? Oh, goodness, that is a sunrise, ain't it?
It's a beautiful sunrise.
I mean set. Sunset. Sorry. I just woke up. It's all topsy-turvy.
Yeah, it's a beautiful sunrise, Oliver.
Set.
Oh, I know. I was making fun of him.
Okay.
Hey, Oliver, you mind if I take a few minutes to talk to Val real quick?
Oh, 1 second. Val, are you feeling up to company? Or you need another hour shut-eye?
Who is it?
It's Vincent.
Oh, yeah. I can sleep in the car, I'm sure.
I need a shower.
Just give me a minute, Vincent. I'll be out.
Yeah, all right. Don't worry. I'll be here.
Okay. Val eventually does make it out.
Okay. Oliver makes himself busy getting clothes and showering.
He'll be waiting out there, and he'll offer her a little bottle of water.
Thank you. Should probably drink more of this.
You gotta take care of yourself down here. You want to keep a hold of the bottle stuff.
Well, yeah, I know that. I've got family. Well, not here. Tijuana, I think, is where Mom's family is, and Guadalajara down further south. Mm. So.
Oh, damn. I didn't know that.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, obviously I didn't talk about that much. By the way, I realize I was not in any space to do it. Thank you for yesterday coming with me to talk with my brother.
Val, like I told you, you saved my life. I'd do anything I had to help you out.
I know you would.
About what we were talking about before. Listen, I know someone. Contact from the old days. I gave him a call because, weird as it sounds, since I didn't quite know anything about the things we can do, the things you can do, Oliver can do, Murph, Jamie, me. I always had this suspicion about a man I'd done a few jobs for, and I think that he has something that could help you work for your plan. He's got, I don't know, ways of surprising people. Always got his fingers in things that you wouldn't expect. His name's Jay, and I thought if we're gonna try and work on your plan, if you wanna try and do something for your sister, you might want his number. I didn't want to speak on your behalf now, but I think that he can help you out, whatever you need.
Oh, the fact that this has happened after that scene now changes a few things. Ugh, Yeah, I'll take his number. Hey, Vincent?
Yeah. What's up, Val?
Are you sure you want to do any of this?
What's that? Work with you? Help Murph?
No, not help Murph. Obviously, we are going to help Murph. That's non-negotiable. Working with me on this.
Val, why do you ask?
Yes. Fixing problems. You seem... Val is picking her words very carefully, and she is staring right at him. You seem conflicted, and that's fine. I won't blame you if you want to back out. That's fine, too. But Vincent, please think really hard, because let me tell you, as somebody who is going down that path, it's not easy to change your mind.
Oh, shit. Well, when she says that, I think Vincent is going to really struggle to maintain his composure.
Hey. And she's going to put a hand on his arm.
Yeah. Val, I know what that's like. How you start walking and you keep going and you got a destination in mind. And by the... by the time you're most of the way there, you might think about how the spot you were heading don't look too good no more, but you're most of the way there, and you don't know how to get back. You wasn't like those smart kids in the storybooks or the dumb movies and shit. You forgot your breadcrumbs and string at home, didn't you?
Yeah, I know exactly how that is, Vincent. But you know what? It's not like those storybooks in the other way, either. The bad guy isn't always the bad guy. The evil witch isn't always sitting in her hut waiting for children to stumble across it so that she can eat them. If you want to turn around, Vincent, if you want to turn around, you can do that. I've seen you do it already. You are strong enough to do that. I believe you are strong enough to do that. And she hugs him.
Val? I don't know if you know what turning around might mean now.
I'll put my arms around her, too.
Well, you know what? Maybe we'll figure it out together, huh?
I want to note this. He would be doing it extremely dexterously and quietly, but I think during that hug, as he moves his hands back into his pocket, he'd shuffle around something with his left hand.
Okay.
I am loving this.
Yeah. Val, sorry, I don't know what comes over me sometimes. You just let me know what you decide to do with that phone number, all right?
Val's gonna look just slightly disappointed. Yeah.
Vincent's eyes look like laser focused, where a second ago they were darting around.
Perfect. The disappointment disappears, and Val just smiles, pats his shoulder. I'll do that. Oh, and you and Murph, totally approve. We'll not get in your way again. But you know how it is. Did you have any siblings, Vincent?
No.
That was kind of a question mark on the end.
Didn't grow up with them, at least. Okay, so you don't know. There's a sort of code where if a younger sibling like somebody or is trying to date somebody, you gotta vet that person. I give you the thumbs up.
Oh, jeez. Shit. I don't know what to say. All that, I'm just...
Thank you. Would suffice.
Thank you. Let's figure out what's gonna happen when we get her safe.
And we will. I'm gonna go get packing.
All right. Does Vincent need to speak with anyone else before everyone gets ready to take off?
Yeah. Well, I imagine next, if he was just sitting there getting ready, he might still need to talk to Oliver if Oliver still wanted to talk to him.
If you want to wait on Oliver and have him last, because he's like went off to go take a shower and pick up his clothes and get changed and stuff. And also he wants to take you out to the beach.
Okay, sounds good. We did start this journey together, didn't we?
Yes.
All right, cool. Yeah, I'll go see Murph right after.
Oh, God.
If I know where her room is, I'll knock on the door.
Who did I end up bunking with?
I think you may have ended up in the solar room.
Perfect. That was kind of what I was hoping.
Yep.
Okay. Yeah. Yeah, I'll give a good knock.
I will answer the door, of course.
Murph. How you doing?
Okay, I think. Yeah, I feel pretty relaxed.
Okay. We haven't gotten a chance to talk since well before the border. Haven't had any privacy. How are you holding up?
I mean, I guess as well as anybody when they're a fugitive and just lost a parent, I guess?
Yeah. Yeah, I understand. Shit, this is the wrong thing to say, isn't it? I don't understand. I know the first part, but shit, I ain't no good with words.
Can we not have this conversation in a hallway and I'll, like, gesture inside?
Yeah, I'll just nod. Murph, you didn't look alright after the last time we talked.
Not a very flattering thing to say to a lady. And I'll pull out Tina's boot knife and start playing Five Finger Filet.
It is digging deep gouges into the little desk in the room, or the fairly large desk in the room that looks to be, about 100 years old.
That's okay.
Murph, You could hurt yourself.
Kind of the goal.
Why would you do that to me?
What?
Why would you do that?
No, there was more words on the end of that.
Yeah, okay, why would you do that to me?
You gave me every implication that you didn't care. That, you know, people, and they spend time around me, people die, and it's a bad thing, and I should probably go away, stop doing bad stuff to everybody.
I told you what I wish I could have told myself. When I was out bleeding on the rocks for some people didn't even know my name. Murph, I wouldn't have told that to somebody I didn't care about. Murph, how is it not obvious that I have invested more of myself in you than any goddamn thing since this all started?
Oh, I'm a thing now.
I said I invested everything. God, why are you doing that? Why are you twisting my words?
Because you always shoot straight with me and you're not doing that now. And I intentionally missed the desk.
Blood is pouring out of your hand. Take one superficial damage.
Vincent twinges and he is going to put his hand on top of the knife. And grimace.
Do you pull it out?
Yeah.
A thin stream of blood actually squirts out of the hand.
It seems like it may have hit something slightly higher pressure in there.
You're not a man of many words, but you are a man of words that carry a lot of weight. Use them.
Okay. First thing I'm gonna say is hold still.
Make me.
I don't take my my hand off of her arm, and I am going to take my jacket off and wrap it around so she stops fucking bleeding.
Strength medicine.
I resist.
Versus strength brawl.
Yeah, I didn't get anything.
4.
Ah, you successfully pull your hand away, dripping blood all over Vincent.
Murph, you are goddamn bleeding. Uh-huh. You want to talk, hold still, and let me patch up that wound so we can talk without me worrying about you.
Why do you care? Why do any of you care at all? What happens? What if I could just bleed to death in this hotel room and nobody would care? You guys would be much better off without me. You wouldn't have to keep running away from the country that you were born in and should go back to. You would be better off without me.
Is that what you think?
Sometimes.
When has anyone ever told you anything along those lines? I have done nothing but try to show you over and over again how you are the most important person in the goddamn world to me. What do you think Oliver's always lying? You think Val talking about you like she talks about, like you was her kin? Do you think she's lying? Do you think someone who doesn't even know how to talk with human beings half of the goddamn time telling you that you mean something and that they'll just put up their whole life and pack it all up and run away from everything for you? Does that sound like we don't care?
Okay.
For a while now, you have been running away inside yourself, Murph. You've been trying to tear yourself from all of us, and we keep trying to lend a hand, and you haven't been taking it.
You do realize the irony in that statement, right?
Oh, what you mean?
Vincent, good Lord, every time I've tried to reach out to you recently, you've slapped it away. And you're talking about how I mean so much to you and I mean so much to everybody else, but you mean more to me than all of the rest of them combined.
Take another superficial damage.
Will you please wrap up your hand so we can talk this out?
It's not that bad.
That's not true. Murph, goddammit. Murph, I haven't felt between when I was a kid and when I found you. I didn't give a shit about anything except to try and stop the hurting. And you gave me something to live for. Come on. Come here, please. There's still a chance.
I do.
Okay. I am going to wrap up my jacket, tight around her arm, to try and stem the flow of blood, and then just wrap my arms around her. And it's like somewhere between angry and desperate shaking. I don't talk it through. Like anyone else would, but I don't know how you think I don't love you.
You always were quicker on the draw than I was. I've been trying to pinpoint an exact moment for a while. Maybe it was the first time I saw you explode and realized what I would be losing. Maybe it was sometime during Sunday morning preparations that we used to do, but I've known for a while.
I know.
What do you mean you know? And I slap him with my injured hand. Feebly.
Murph! Oh, God.
Oh, boy.
Murph, take a superficial.
Wonderful.
Murph, God damn it, stop swinging that thing around.
This, good sir, is a deadly weapon.
Oh, she's looking pretty pale, by the way.
Okay. I'm gonna need you to. Oh, hell.
I'm just gonna pick her up and put her on the bed.
All right.
Okay. Sorry, I didn't mean to be insensitive, but I'd seen you acting a little different recently, that's all. And I didn't know how to feel about that. But you, even before that, were clearly the most important person in the world to me. Or shit, at least I thought that was clear.
I mean, sometimes actions speak louder than words.
Murph.
I'm gonna really gently kiss her.
Yeah, that's the good stuff.
All right.
Just one thing.
You notice that her lips are cold and clammy.
I'll let her say her thing first before I respond to that.
Do not get Val.
Murph. Should I get Jamie to patch you up?
Maybe Oliver? Or maybe just, like, don't leave?
I don't know how to help that wound, Murph. You're bleeding still. I tried to put a stem on it, but you're feeling cold.
I don't like that. Am I? Feels perfectly warm and comfortable now.
Taking the superficial?
Okay, Merv. Tell you what, I'm gonna go get Oliver real quick, alright?
How about we compromise? We can use teamwork. Take me to Oliver. I'm not very heavy, and if you argue with that, I swear to God.
Alright, come on. Alright, come on, let's move. Alright.
With my last bits of useful consciousness, I just grab his collar and say, by the way, I love you too.
Yeah. Yeah.
So, Oliver, a pounding comes on your door.
I have just finished putting on my new outfit, and I look very cheesy.
Okay. On the other side of the door, there is a Murph and Vincent covered in blood.
Oh, what the hell? Get in here!
Patch her up now!
Just immediately run back into the room, grab doctor's bag on the bed.
Okay, yeah, I set her down gently on the bed, but quickly.
Immediately start cleaning off wound and suturing it shut before putting a bandage on it.
You mean first tourniquet the wound and then do those other things?
Oh, is it gushing?
Yes.
It's pretty bad. Yes. I'm looking at my health
first thing
right
I do
now.
Is tourniquet. Then that.
All right.
Into med.
Murph is going to be taking 5 levels of damage minus successes from blood loss.
Wonderful.
Woof. I'm going to burn a couple of willpower on this.
How much you got left?
Not very many. Actually, I got 4 left. I'm going to use 3.
All right.
Botch.
No.
Oh, all right.
5 successes.
In an expert move, Oliver grabs a belt and a wooden hanger, twisting one around the other and stopping the blood flow before he goes to stitching up the hand.
Who stabbed you, Murph?
It was a tragic accident. I was trying to make breakfast.
I look up at Vincent and I say, were you teaching her to throw knives or something? What's going on? Oh, wait, I believe her implicitly. Damn it.
Yup.
Breakfast? You have it steak? God, you cannot be this clumsy.
Oliver, what is wrong with your lie detector? That was the most obvious lie I think I've thrown your way in a very long time.
All right, Oliver.
Yes?
Murph has just acknowledged to being a liar.
Right.
Does his worldview just implode?
Uh-huh.
No, she's a liar now.
Yep.
Right, Murph. Right. Vincent, were you teaching to do something crazy? Throw knives or what?
No, Oliver. And I'm going to be honest, unless Murph decides to talk to you about it, it really ain't none of your business. She just needs a patch up.
Yeah, that's my white knight.
Looks like she might need more than that. I think you and I should have a conversation, possibly even before dinner.
Fine, whatever.
Would you mind sparing this gentleman for a moment, Murph?
If I must.
Well, I think you must.
By the way, you notice that Murph is doing remarkably well with a rather painful procedure that is using no anesthetic.
These needles are going deep in that hand.
I did not have time to spin a yarn.
You did not,
to give painkillers.
Murph doesn't seem to be very bothered.
Well, now I'm a little bit concerned that she might be able to conceal her feelings, even pain, without any difficulty. She is very suspect.
Uh-huh.
There's a bunch of blood on Oliver's new shirt.
Sorry. And he
just looks down at it and is like, I'm going to go see if I can get this out.
I'll see you in 15, Vincent.
Yeah, all right. All right, Oliver. Sounds good.
You run into Armando on your way down the stairs.
Me or Vincent?
Oliver.
Hey there, Armando. Don't mind the blood, just a little incident.
I think that I would be remiss if I did not ask further. What happened?
Well, I can't rightly say. I suspect that maybe Vincent might have done something to her and she's covering for him.
Done something to who?
Murph. If you could possibly just keep an eye on them, make sure nothing bad happens.
Murph needs to get there. Murph needs to be safe.
She's okay. She lost a little bit of blood.
Who's with her?
Vincent. I'd like you to keep an eye on them as well.
He runs up the stairs. He says, "Where is she? Where is she?"
She's in my room. Keep an eye on her. I'll be right back.
Armando bursts through the door and he says something in Spanish. Murph does not understand. What's Vincent's? How's Vincent's Spanish?
Vincent's Spanish is spotty.
Okay, that's what I thought. He says, I'm here to help. Oliver asked. I come.
All right. Yeah, okay. Go take a look, I guess.
He's looking over over at the hand, and he says, Vincent, come with me. Show me where this happened.
Why do you need to know that?
Because this is a hotel.
Shit, yeah, all right. I'll be right back, Murph.
What's going on? I don't know if you have noticed that I know no Spanish.
We're cleaning up from the little mess earlier.
Ah, yes. Yes, this tracks. Try not to pass out at the sight of so much blood.
So, you two walk backwards across the trail of blood, and you notice that Armando keeps on looking at you suspiciously, and you guys get back to the room. And getting in there, it looks like a horror show. There's blood on the desk, blood on the bed, blood on the walls, along with a number of stab marks on the desk. And Armando just says, shit.
Yeah. Yeah, she wasn't in good shape.
Okay. I'll take care of this.
Anything I can do?
Yeah, clean this place up.
Okay. He looks around for anything like bleach or whatever.
Armando goes down a little ways and finds the janitorial closet and pulls out the cart. I don't think they'll mind. He pushes the cart into the room.
Yeah, I'm going to be real. I'll get working as fast as I can, but I've had me a few incidents like this before. And I don't think we're going to get all of it.
He says, do as much as you can. I've got to go and smooth this over with the front desk.
Vincent works.
So, Jamie, you're down at the front desk area. You and presumably Penelope, and you see Armando come down, and he walks with this sort of swagger you haven't really seen before, and he goes to the hotel manager. I'm sorry, but I must tell you that there has been an incident. As he's reaching into his pocket, and the hotel manager looks nervous. He says, "We had to take care of a little business," and he drops $100 bill on the counter. It is nothing to worry about. We're cleaning up the blood already. Drops another $100 bill. He says, "And I can tell you that there's someone who will be most appreciative." Drops another $100 bill. If we were to keep quiet about these things, yes? Drops another $100 bill. Does that sound good? Hotel manager looks terrified. Reaches for the money, and Armando says, good, good. And Armando drops another 300s on there. And the hotel manager walks in the back room. And Armando heel turns and walks out of the front door. Jamie, what are you doing?
Probably trying to see if Penelope needs anything.
Penelope wants to go to the car.
Okay. Yeah, to the car.
As you're walking out the front, you see Armando leaning against the wall. Looks like he's hyperventilating.
Hey, what's wrong, Armando?
I said, this job's got a lot of stress. You think you bought it?
I don't know. I'm not good with telling what people are thinking.
I'm not good at selling it. I'm not good at telling people what they're thinking either. We should get going. Grab everybody.
Go get Murph. Make sure that she gets to the car before Vincent, if you can.
Okay, sure. Start looking for everybody.
So, hey, thank you.
You're welcome.
Okay. It doesn't take long for you to find everybody. And I believe everyone gets themselves out to the car.
Yeah, looking less stressed than I have been in a while.
Well,
with an injury.
I mean, that'd make sense. You'd be looking relaxed, even a little bit sleepy almost.
Indeed.
Losing 3 liters of blood will do that to a person.
And the memory of your mom being in hell. Yeah.
Yeah. Losing you bled off 3 liters of blood and your mother. People make it back to the car. All of you guys notice that the hotel manager is being incredibly deferential.
Oliver has like a bloodstain on his shirt, and he's like, "I'm really sorry about the shirt. It was really lovely."
The hotel manager's like, "No problem at all." He goes and gets his wife, and you hear sort of a hushed, terse tones as she comes out, and she's like, she is brings out some cleaner and is getting the blood stains out of your shirt. She seems like she is in a bit of a hurry.
Oliver is just like talking about how great the service is.
Then they also seem to be happy to escort you to your vehicle, almost like they're happy to see you go.
Has Vincent run into situations like this before?
Definitely.
Cool.
Cleaning the blood out of a hotel room after a little accident is and then intimidating / bribing the hotel manager is like, that's like first year shit for just about anybody.
That's a Thursday.
Yep.
Yeah, when Val gets into the car, I'm assuming Murph is already in the car.
Yes.
Going to glance at Murph, glance back, and then like do a double take, like, holy shit, Murph, what glance down at her hand. Pale, have a moment of intense panic before realizing it's her finger.
Not her finger.
It's my hand.
Not the wrist is the important part.
Yes.
Intense moment of panic.
She seems to have given herself a Catholic Jesus.
Murph, what the what happened?
A terrible breakfast-related accident.
What?
I'm fine.
Val is going to check it over, or attempt to, anyways.
I mean, it's all underneath a bandage, a fresh bandage.
Yeah, but...
That was expertly applied, it looks like.
Oliver helped you?
You can thank your future husband. I just like doing stuff to make you squirm.
Well, that is your job. Okay. All right. Are you feeling okay? You should drink some water.
Yeah, that probably would be advisable.
Answer the remains of the water bottle.
All right. You guys get headed down further south. It is a little ways past midnight, more 1:30, when you guys pull up to what looks like a middle-class suburban house, except that it's in a fairly... a sparsely populated area. Eaton stops and he says,
"This should be the place. If my guess is right, that should be the car that Mrs. Finn came in."
He gestures over to a red sports car. There's also a an old silver van next to it.
Do we recognize either of these vehicles?
You do not.
I'm gonna look down at Murph and be like, "You sure you want to do this?"
I mean, she did so much for me. It's only fair to at least hear her out, right?
I ain't convinced.
You hear Oliver scoff and roll his eyes.
Nobody asked for your opinion.
I agree with him, just for the record.
What, I mean, do you guys all want to just leave from here? Like,
I want to do what you need to do, Murph.
It's all I've ever tried to do.
Armando looks around and he says,
"I'm not sure if my opinion is terribly important, but it would mean a great deal to me if you could at least drop in and say hi so that my job is complete.
Yeah, exactly. That's kind of what I was thinking.
Not that you understand him.
No, of course not.
Armando, we got you back. And Murph, we're behind you. I just wish you would be straight with us. And, you know that we got you back.
I am being straight with you. I think that we should talk to her. There's obviously a reason that she did all this, and I need to know what that is. Okay.
Right. Just don't believe everything she says. That's all I'm saying.
The, like, blandest smile.
And, if we have to kill her.
It's not an option.
Just saying.
All right. Who goes in?
I will absolutely go in. I want to... I'm trying to do a thing. I will, if I'm near Vincent in the car, just grab his hand, squeeze it, and give him the most gentle of mental butterfly kisses of just affection as a feeling before going in.
All right. Who goes with?
I'm a ride along in the brain of a Murph.
Does she want me there? Or is this something has to do alone? Okay, cool. Then I'll go.
Well, yeah, no, you can come.
Okay, I'll go.
Jamie?
Definitely going.
Okay, and Val?
Yeah. Well, Val tries, then glances at Murph and, like, hesitates.
As much as I would love for you to have my back, based on the statement you just made about possibly... thinking about killing her. I think it might be safer for you to stay out here, and if we need you, we can call for you, or at least I can, okay?
Yeah, it's obvious that is a struggle for Val. Yeah, Val looks extremely conflicted. Okay, I'll wait out here, then.
I don't want to throw off your negotiations, but I'll be there in spirit.
Look at him? What do you mean?
Just taps his head.
Ah, I tap my nose.
Vincent, take care of her in there.
Yeah, okay.
All right, the three of you and Armando head in, and as you enter the room, well, actually, sorry, as you get to the door, Mrs. Finn opens a half second before the first knock, and Armando says, "As my part of our arrangement, I have brought Murph to you. She is safe and healthy. Do you recognize that this job is done?" Mrs. Finn nods and she says, "Yes, you've done well. I'll tell him that everything went fine. You and your family are safe." And Armando nods and walks away.
Bye.
He stops and he waves goodbye to you. Then he turns to Jamie and he says, "It's been a rough ride, rougher ahead. I do wish you guys the best, though."
"Good luck, Armando. Be careful out there."
"I'll try."
I give him a phone.
Yeah, he has a phone.
No, I give him a phone.
Oh, a different phone. Oh, a different phone?
Yep.
He says, "Thanks. Yeah, let me know if you have work."
"Will do."
"So, hi."
Mrs. Finn looks over to you as Armando's walking away, and she has this look of relief, and she steps forward to give you a hug.
I absolutely give her a hug.
You feel just this tension release in Mrs. Finn, as if a weight disappeared. She says, "Please come in, sit down."
"Yeah, of course."
She sits down, and she offers everyone a seat.
"Are you doing okay?"
"Well, it's been difficult."
"I mean, I can only imagine."
I had to make an arrangement to get you safe."
"Oh, what kind of arrangement?"
I made a deal with Samuel."
"Oh, seems like everybody's doing that these days."
"He is the one to speak to."
"To get things done, I assume? Did you have to give up something?"
"He asked me to do him a favor. In return, not only did he help you get out of that place, but he has new identities. Whole new lives for whoever wishes to help him here."
"Oh, okay. Yeah. Like the identities on the passports? Chenna? That's an interesting choice."
Those are shallow.
These. He can give you and your friends whole new lives. Homes, some money to get started. Somewhere the past won't come back.
In exchange for?
He wants us to find something.
An old mission.
It's been hidden away for a long time.
Oh, that's all?
That's all.
He says that there's a legend of a treasure of gold there.
And he wants us to see it.
Hmm. Oh, okay.
First, we must find a key, and we know who has it.
Who?
She writes down an address on a piece of paper. It says, I hear their army, but this is something that they've been doing in secret. They figured out where the place is, and we need to find them before they go there.
And do what?
We take the keys from them.
Oh, okay. Hmm. Well, I mean, obviously, it's kind of up to everybody's choices whether they want to take that deal.
I don't really care about them. Not so much. I hope they're okay. But will you take this offer? She holds out her hand to you.
Can I ask you a question?
She nods.
Why me?
I don't think you would believe me.
You can try.
Have you ever felt like telling someone a lie would be easier because they won't believe the truth?
Yeah, but I'm a terrible liar, so.
I'm a pretty good liar, usually.
I would have never guessed.
And that makes it harder to say. It makes it harder to tell you these things because I don't think that you could trust me.
I mean, I've trusted you this far.
She nods. I was in that little city. I was in that little town for 20 years. And you're the only good thing I found there.
That's it?
You remind me of me from a long time ago. And there was nothing else in that town that was worth anything.
Not even your husband?
She smiles. I thought you'd met my husband.
Yeah. I mean, it's a fair point, but it's worth asking.
No, I need to see that you have better chances than I had. And I know that there's something in you special. And if no one's there that understands it, it could go very bad.
I'm going to do that double talk thing with her.
Okay.
Whatever surface conversation. What I really want to ask her is what would happen to you if we didn't take it?
I would do it on my own. It might be dangerous, but I've done worse. I worry more what would happen to you if you leave.
Why?
There is someone...
That's going to be mind-splitting to have Oliver in my head and talking to her mentally. Okay, carry on.
Yep. There is something in you that your friends can't understand, and if I am not there, it will destroy you. If you leave me, I can't help you.
All right, time to bust out the old cards. Do I believe she is telling the truth?
Give me a roll. Wits insight plus your entropy.
5.
5 successes. Your draw is a plain and simple Queen of Hearts. No stuck cards, no inversions.
I gather that this means that she's telling the truth, or at least she believes she's telling the truth.
Yes.
In your experience, and this is mentally again, Will I know when it gets to the point that it's going to destroy me? And will I be able to turn that destruction away from the people I care about?
She looks at you and says, No. Her eyes seem to defocus for a second, as if she's staring off into space. And then her face seems instantly concerned. And she says, But I think it's very soon. These times have been very hard on you, and it seems like you're not doing well.
Loud. I mean, in some ways, that's true.
Don't wait too long.
I just look up at Vincent.
Vincent has heard about half of this conversation, and plus another fake half.
Just out of curiosity, via being in her mind, is she able to hide the secondary conversation from me, or no?
Probably not. Give me a wits plus insight plus mind roll.
Okay.
If I wanted to try to hide it?
It'd be a willpower check.
Okay.
Those are combined. So
that is
9 successes.
Yeah, no, there is no problem reading through this, and you also can see that that point where Mrs. Finn was getting all fuzzy eyed, Mrs. Finn appeared to be using some sort of mind powers to be reading something about Murph.
Can I hide from her with that roll?
Yes, you got 9 successes. You are.
I get into a corner of Murph's mind real quick when she starts poking around.
Yeah. Well, she isn't poking around so much as taking a broad look.
Mm-hmm. I've become just another tree in that forest.
Mm-hmm.
The conversation about the deal, I assume, was out loud. Yeah.
Yeah, the part about the deal was out loud.
Okay. I will turn back to my acquaintance and my Vincent. Thoughts?
Oh, you noticed something on the little bit of paper.
The bit of paper has an address and a couple of names on it.
Oh.
Michael Gomez, Randall Madrid, and Colonel Marin.
Ooh, spicy. But I don't know any of those names, actually.
You do not.
But Oliver does, and he's looking through my eyeballs.
Oliver knows at least one of those names.
Yeah, I think I might pop out to be audible in Murph's head just long enough to be like, I know this one.
They'd also know Randall's name because they would have heard it the other night from my brother.
They did hear it the other night and didn't seem to remember it.
Well, that also tracks.
Yeah. Oh, from when you're talking to your brother. I was barely conscious because death in the family.
Yep, they haven't noticed yet.
Alrighty. Just figured it was a player thing and not a character thing.
Oh, and just this whole time, just to keep Valerie calm and not turning into an owl or something.
Man, I just wanted an excuse to use polymorph. No, I don't turn into an owl.
Oh, you should have totally turned into an owl.
No, I can't use magic.
Oliver has been giving a color commentary of what's going on, and it's been very biased against both Murph and Miss Finn.
Rude.
I would love to hear some of this color commentary. What is Oliver reporting back?
It looks like Mammon wants us on the payroll. But that certainly can't be right. There's got to be a trick. Some hooey about a mission, getting some keys. Raiding military? This seems like suicide. You know, talking about how when Murph is lying that she should be better at this by now, with all of my mentoring.
I'm actually much better at it.
But now everything you say seems like an obvious and blatant lie.
Yep. Oh, right.
And the very confused Oliver when Miss Finn is saying that something is wrong with Murph, where he's simultaneously believing that, like, of course there's nothing wrong with Murph. Murph is a saint. And then also being like, Murph's super messed up. She's shady as hell right now.
A perfectly healthy liar.
Do you mention the names?
That are on the list?
Absolutely. I mention, you know, she's got a list of names. Colonel Marin, some guy named, what were the other two?
Michael Gomez.
Randall Madrid, that sounds familiar. What's that from?
See, Eaton? What did I tell you about fucking coincidences, huh?
Eaton shrugs. That's the way of life.
Looks like I'm gonna be able to get some answers. Great.
I think.
I'm still waiting to hear back from Jamie and Vincent.
Actually, I think that if they want, they can hold their answer for the next session.
Woo! Week in the next session.
Hooray!
I think for Vincent, his answer is going to come down to a roll. Now that more or less people kind of know what's up with me, bad Vincent just wants shit to get done regarding Mammon. He wants that in the past, but Vincent also wants to tell Murph more than anything. Okay, whatever. If you want me to go with you, it's fine. We just can't be killing anymore. We can't be working for these people anymore. We gotta get away from all of it. We can't be doing any of this.
Ah, yes. Complicated.
And also simultaneously, good Vincent isn't sure that Murph wouldn't want him to shoot her.
I mean...
Indeed. For the wrap-up.
Everybody gets a 5 XP!
Huzzah!
Woo!
Let's go over hopes and fears. Starting with Jamie.
Okie dokie. So we got Murph safely to Mrs. Finn, but caused more bullshit.
Yep. 2 XP.
Yeah. I didn't have to kill anybody on the way here.
That was good. I approve.
Yeah. All right. Yeah. Well, I'll be there.
I just got in a little bit of a huff with Val, and nothing too crazy.
Or was that both short term or long term?
Long term. Let's see. What did I got here? Long term hasn't come into play. That's secret.
Okay. Neither long term thing.
Nope.
Okay. And Val.
Oh boy, my hope. I need to make sure that everyone gets out okay. I definitely am working towards that with Vincent, getting him fixed.
Indeed.
Please don't get him fixed.
Not that kind of fixed. I will get help from my second, last.
I thought that was still about the other thing, Bert.
I will get help from my last ditch contact. Oh shit, maybe that. Whatever. It's. I already spilled most of the beans.
Yep.
Yes. Yes.
Yes, he did. 2 XP.
He wasn't as clear as I would have liked him to be, but that's okay.
No easy answers in the world.
The people I care about are gone forever. Figured out that Vincent isn't gone forever, so that's good. So no, that fear didn't come true.
The 1 XP.
There is nothing I can do to stop the descent of these people, and I have to just sit there and watch. No!
You definitely fought against that one, too.
Mm-hmm. Hooray. And that's it for me.
All right. Vincent.
All right. Cool. Long-term hope. I feel good. I feel alive. I want more of it. Definitely doing what I had been told to do, at least, to try and point myself in the direction of more of that sweet, sweet blood.
1 XP.
All right. Short-term hope. Leverage my advantages over others. Trying to manipulate her feelings about her sister.
Yes. 2 XP.
Long-term fear. Being forced to serve others again. I think that that's more on a broad level of, like, is the part of me I'm really trying to wrestle down gaining ground rather than a specific thing.
Yeah. 1 XP.
Okay, cool. Short-term fear. Someone does something stupid that makes me kill them when I didn't plan on it. I mean, this is kind of meta. I did mention it in our chat, Elf, but I didn't really act on it. I thought about killing Oliver.
What?
I never got to the point where I really was going to push him, because we never got to have our beach conversation.
Yeah.
Because blood.
Because blood.
I imagine we'll still have a minute to have a beer.
Yes. We have to.
But the almost killing someone you didn't plan on. Murph.
Hey.
You almost killed Murph.
You know. Yeah. And you know, it would have been entirely unintentional, but it still would have happened, so that almost fits.
Yep. 1 XP.
Okay.
I had to act on my due derangement, okay? Don't at me.
Y'all.
I don't know if it's possible to get someone back from where you're at in sanity or me at from sanity, for the record. I don't know any of this, but it's not great. Ha ha.
Yes. Okay. Was that both of them?
That was them.
All right. Oliver.
Let's see. Murph won't take the bait. Again, I wasn't able to really get her to not do it, and I was only able to say, we're behind you in whatever you do, but please don't do this. And then she was like, I'm doing this. And I'm like, ah, dang.
1 XP.
Yeah, because I unfortunately, I have to trust her.
No, you don't.
Well, I had to trust her right up until
you didn't trust her anymore.
We're driving this way. Ah, dang. And then my distasteful skills can be used for good. My mind messery might actually help someone get fixed. I don't know if that was clear enough, but I am starting a ritual.
On whom?
On Valerie. To try to partition.
Oh, partition
this the effects of the spirit out of her.
What is that thing they use for alcoholism?
Electroshock therapy?
That thing where you cut the brain in half?
Chips?
Ant abuse.
We abuse ants until she's better.
No, it was...
You stop drinking or I'm smushing this ant.
No!
It was a substance that when you drank it would make you violently ill if you drank alcohol afterwards.
Oh.
So it's a substance that when combined with alcohol would make someone have a violent reaction to it. I'm imagining if you were doing that shadow magic made her violently ill.
Well, the plan, and I hope that came out in the conversation, was I can't do anything until you tell me what you want done.
Yeah.
And until, like, I know everything about this. Because he's trying to take Pop-Up's terms to to heart, because he realized that if he just goes in there willy-nilly, he might do more harm than good.
What do you mean? Francine is doing so well.
Yes, she is. He's only had to tell her, please just be quiet and look out the window for 10 minutes.
Uh-huh. She's by the way,
and look pretty and do as little as possible.
She has been sitting in the back seat, glaring at Val the entire time.
Here, go out on the beach. You know, try to enjoy yourself. And then she just follows me around, and I'm like, oh god.
Yep.
There needs to be a conversation about that.
Yes. I might have to use my powers against Vincent. I started to, but we didn't ended up getting not being able to do that. And my guidance and protection is worse than nothing. I tried to give Murph pep talk. This will be okay. What you were trying was worthwhile, and like you should consider trying again. And then later I come in and she is stabbed. Been stabbed.
Yeah,
maybe by herself.
Yeah, did you advise her to go and talk to Vincent? Whose great plan was that? Oh, that was Val, wasn't it?
That was Val.
Val did say that Vincent should go talk to Murph, yes.
All right.
You know, I was planning to, because I imagined that there are some very lethal ways in which Vincent's story was going down, I had at least a quick bit that I wanted to do with more or less everybody. Maybe I'll still get a chance with Oliver and Jamie. We'll see.
We'll have to slice out time specifically for you to have a conversation with Oliver. That needs to happen.
That absolutely needs to happen. I just want to have a scene with Jamie because I don't think that has ever happened. I don't think that there has ever been an RP time in which it has been Vincent and Jamie talk to each other. And I think Seriously. That's just the fact that they're the two quiet ones who just...
Right?
Other people come to us. We don't come to people.
Yeah, the moment you were like, I want to have conversations with everyone, I was like, mine has to be last because I'm going to try a thing that may result in Vincent shooting Oliver in the head.
I still might. We'll see.
And that would result in him not having a conversation with Jamie.
We'll cut out this part of the conversation for the fans until later.
Okay, so
you hear that, future editors, whoever you are, losers.
No, I refuse.
This might stay in. Who knows? Elf, what did I get experience for? those four things.
So go over them real quick again.
Murph won't take the bait. I got. He said one. Distasteful skills can be used for good. One,
two.
Oh, awesome! And powers against Vincent didn't come up. And guidance and protection worse than nothing.
One.
Okay.
My hope and fear were secrets.
Right. Do you want everyone to deafen?
Secret. I literally almost just deafened myself.
I think we're alone now.
Yes, indeed. So, let's see. Short-term hope. Mrs. Finn's answers will be satisfactory. I mean, they were, and I dug for the truth on them.
Yep. 2 XP.
Wonderful. Long-term hope is vengeance is owed to me. It will be mine. Not yet. Not yet. But soon.
You dug for it, so 1 XP for that.
Ooh. See, short-term fear, any of my acquaintances getting in the way, hesitating to do what needs doing. I did not hesitate. Not even a skosh.
Yep, 2 XP.
Wonderful. And long-term fear, I am put down before getting my fill. It's been implied to me, not only through my own self-stabbing, but also now Mrs. Finn, that I might be going to implode very soon.
1 XP.
Wonderful. This is me. Now we'll go to derangements with everybody.
Okay. And it seems like Mrs. Finn believes that she has a way to save you.
Yeah, we'll see about that.
We made it.
All right.
Except for Matt.
He didn't make it.
Oh no. Well,
let's shout loud enough for Matt to hear us.
Matt!
Please don't.
Don't wear the ring.
Okay.
I know it's very tempting.
All right, so back to the crazies.
Yay.
Oliver, any of yours come up?
Maintain a healthy relationship. I'm sorry, that was the redemption, which I don't know, maybe.
Actually, quite possibly. I mean, other than the consensual brainwashing, this is is looking healthier than most things.
Is it really? I mean, think about it this way. If somebody admits to you they have an addiction, and you do what you can to help them with that addiction.
And that includes brainwashing.
Brainwashing hasn't started yet. Just trying to mutually figure out what to do about that.
Anyway.
Also, it's consensual.
Yes, yes. I'm going to count that redemption.
Woo! Shoot, I forgot to say it. I was going to take a little knob from the lantern and be like, victory! But I forgot, so...
You did forget that now. One.
I even wrote down, I need to do this after whatever scene is done, but I got... just lost it. Anyway, no one can fix themselves. I didn't get a chance to do the thing with Vincent, where I was going to try to actively fix him. But I don't know if Val...
Oh, just you counts. Try.
Oh, it's going to go real bad.
I'd say your girlfriend coming to you and saying, please use your mind powers on me would definitely stroke that particular cuckoo ego.
Yeah, but he didn't get a chance to go and do the crazy for it. That was handed to him.
I think so, if nothing else, I didn't do the crazy thing of immediately diving into a brain.
Oh, like, hold on a second. Let me just tear apart your brain.
Yep. Okay. And
snap judgment. I am never wrong about people.
Yep. There's one I can do for that.
Yeah, I was going to say, I want to possibly pitch. I think the redemption for that is to not immediately try to put thoughts in people's head and hope that things like will go right with that. I don't think that's fulfilled, but I think I might be on my way to that.
Oh, you mean listen?
Yeah, listen.
I'll let you put down the redemption, learn how to listen.
Okay. I just think that that might be happening now and possibly in the future, hopefully.
Moving towards. Sure. All right.
And the one last thing was Paradox, Leaky Mind, just blurred out.
Yep, we'll ask you for that. For recalling, bring that up.
Okay, cool.
All right. Murph.
Wonderful. Guess who finally figured out why Mrs. Finn was sympathizing with them?
Yep.
It me.
Who would have ever believed that it would have been genuine affection?
That was my first thought, and then I started going crazier.
Yeah, yeah. Was that a redemption?
No, that was a temporary sanity thing.
Oh, yes, it's gone. Woo.
And is replaced by how much XP?
Yes, 1 XP. 2 XP. Ooh.
Yeah, I was going to say, come on now.
Yeah, it's been a long burn.
All right. Overprotective, when I'm away from people that get hurt physically or emotionally, the redemption for that is spending time away from people and them being okay. Everybody's not only okay, they're doing better, especially Val.
They're on their way to getting better.
Well, I was already halfway to that redemption, so... I've got spicier crazies now.
Yeah, okay.
Ha
ha! Congratulations on raising to sanity 2.
Woohoo!
Anything else?
Okay, Kamikaze didn't really come up. Stay out of the snow. Seeing red and feeling good both came up. People only care when I'm violent and I need the attention. And I get anxious slash itchy when I haven't felt or inflicted pain after a certain time.
Good job super acting out. 2 XP.
Woohoo!
Okay, Jamie.
Yeah, I don't think I'd be anywhere near as rough or gruff with Val as I would have been if I wasn't newly crazy in the way that friends are fools.
Definitely got one for that.
I didn't have to act more sane than anybody. We talked about it briefly, but so that didn't come up. And my obsession with demonology did not come up either.
Okay. All right, Val?
Oh, boy, oh, boy. Let me crack my knuckles here. Do we want to keep these a secret? I mean, I basically already spilled the beans about what I was doing.
Everybody knows by now.
Cool. Well, they don't know the full details.
True.
But Screw it. It's near the end. So, gotta make Void Beings real. The redemption for that is turn away from shadow magic. I'm doing that.
Combined with the brainwashing? Yes, that is redeemed.
Bad Vincent is unhappy.
I know.
Gain 2 XP and 5 paradox.
Fuck. Yes. I'll take it.
And
wait, does she lose her shadow corruption?
Yep. Corrupt magic is gone.
Dope. Get a new and exciting paradox flaw.
Oh, thank you. Oh my god. I can heal people again. Guys, I can be a healer again.
Yep. Okay.
It will be important when Oliver gets shot in the head.
Oh, no. Oh boy.
Okay.
Shit. Let me get back to the page real quick.
All right. I need to speak to people's shadows. I prove that they are talking in my head, that they have all been lying.
Redeemed.
Woo!
And 2 XP.
Yay! Every story needs its villain. Now this one, I'm not 100% sure, because the redemption there is she must give up her powers and other endeavors in the pursuit of the greater good. Would trading away her abilities for the sake of her friends be the pursuit of greater good?
Halfway there.
Works for me. Can't give me everything, right?
Yeah.
My friends need to hate me so that they aren't sad when I die. I need to resolve the issues involving Emily. She's watching. She's there. She's okay. Kind of. And I will make sure, I can make sure that she is okay by being better.
That is, you are on the road to that one too.
Not actually redeemed yet.
Nope.
After 3 sessions of work. That's
excuse me?
No, wait, no, you did say that that was redeemed. I asked you if that's a redemption. That's why I actually told Oliver everything.
Yeah, what you believe now is that she is seeing you from the afterlife and is being somehow influenced by your actions here. And you have a chance now to redeem that through your actions here.
Okay.
So you have opened a real and concrete path to that redemption.
Okay.
She is definitely not okay. She is in the place between.
Yeah, purgatory. Mm-hmm. We've all been there. And the last one, we didn't set up a redemption for it. I can see who is possessed by demons through seeing horns on their head. Yeah.
We don't have one for that yet. But
yeah.
So your sanity has gone up to 4.
Yep.
You could pass for a normal person sometimes.
I know, right? I am very glad you took that the way I was hoping you would take that.
Yep.
Because that is exactly the plan with that scene.
Good. Good. Yeah, I hope that works out, and I'm curious, and I'm curious about how that goes for Vincent too. Anyway, Vincent.
Hey. Okay. My crazies. Level 1. Can't be without a gun.
That didn't really come up. Yeah. Didn't really influence your behavior. Definitely not a situation where you should have ever left your gun.
PTSD.
I don't think you got triggered.
I don't think I did either.
You had the opportunity to get triggered by those cops, but.
Yes, if that had gone further, if he'd felt in immediate things, like if he'd started pressing me, that was when I was ready to lean in.
Yeah.
And level 3, Vincent shot first. I didn't shoot at all, but I did try to seize power by whatever means.
Yep, 1 XP for that.
Yay.
I need to actually write down a couple of redemptions for.
I was going to say.
Yeah.
I don't know about a big one, but the PTSD, I'd say the controlling yourself in situations like you ran into, little situations and bloody situations like you ran into in this episode, seem like they might be the beginnings of a path for redemption for the PTSD.
I would say exposing yourself to stressors that you can handle. Like exposing yourselves to moderate stimuli of your PTSD.
For the PTSD is actually the only redemption I have down currently, but that was in the realm of more hurt, like feeling he had earned forgiveness. But I think that one plays well. I think that could play well for level 1 even.
Feeling like you've earned forgiveness?
What order do you think that would be better in? Because that feels like a pretty big one for Vincent.
It is, and that one I think would likely be connected to one of the deeper ones.
Yeah, I think so too. Do we want to say, okay, cool, I can move that one down the road if you want.
Yeah.
Real quick, I forgot to mention my paradox flaw that definitely came up. I must make an emotional sacrifice. I burnt my mom out of my memory.
Yes, 1 XP. 1 XP for your mother.
One. We're in endgame territory, elf. Come on.
All right, 2. I will give you 2 XP for your mother. No, I'm sorry, not your mother. Your love of your mother.
Oh, shit. I've also forgotten. That shadow is alive.
Oh, your own shadow? So, trying to set your room on fire?
Yep.
Yeah. Armando.
Breaking ties. Making my shadow an enemy.
Yeah, 1 XP. You now have your own shadow as an enemy.
Armando is just, you know, like ready to get it to get the stuff packed up after a nice relaxing day at a relaxing stay at a beach hotel. He walks up, finds Oliver covered in blood, runs in, sees the room partly burnt and covered in blood, with Vincent supposedly having just stabbed Murph, separates the two of them, gets Vincent into the other room, distracts him with cleaning up the place so that he doesn't murder Murph, then goes down and has to pretend to be a narco to bribe the hotel manager into thinking that he is going to get dead if he tells anybody about the little murder scene, and pretends it was a murder.
He's the real MVP.
Yeah, you know, background character.
I think that, by the way, after our final episode, we should definitely do another session of just, like, Q&A with Elf.
I can see that, yeah.
Yes.
All of the secrets. Open and all of the secrets.
Nods, 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 nods.
Nudes.
I'm against all the secrets being exposed.
Nudes?
Nudes? I can do that.
Yeah, we need to maintain some secrets.
Okay. I will just be selective then in which ones I reveal.
Sounds good.
All right. Oliver.
There was a lot of good stuff, but I wrote down several of them, and the one I'm going to pull is Jamie being so psyched to see Shadow Dragon and like playing with it, even when it's, you know, hoovering out her primal energies or whatever.
That was pretty good. All right.
Hey, thank you.
Murph?
Again, there was a lot of good things. There's always a lot of good things, and I could, you know, spend forever talking about how many good things there were. Vincent, and in his conversation with Val, that absolutely broke my heart.
Oh, right?
All right. Wait, Vincent's, which conversation was Vincent?
His one-on-one conversation that he had with Val, and just, like, the hug and everything, and just how, God, it was so good.
The one where he was manipulating her with emotions.
And disgusting. I manipulated back.
Yes.
I'm so glad.
Yeah, it also gave me an opportunity to do something that, who knows, hopefully may not come up.
Yeah. Okay. And then,
Matt.
Yes, Matt.
So tough. So much good stuff. Top two, definitely Oliver acting like a human being and being in a semi-normal relationship was really awesome. I liked him being mostly coherent and mostly a straight shooter. He didn't, like, flip gears or anything. It was a gradual enough shift that it was beautiful. But then there was so much sanity regaining that Val did, but it was secret. I'm going to have to give it to Oliver.
Thanks. I keep worrying that I'm flipping too hard on Oliver.
No, I'd say you're flipping very slowly, so you're doing good.
Okay. Sam?
I'm going to give mine to Ginger for that entire scene. You know the one.
With all
I was literally sitting there screaming and with actual tears. like a fangirl.
Little me.
Very good.
All right.
I mean, obviously that goes to Dan as well for that being a very good scene, but the nod itself goes to Ginger.
All right.
For the listeners, it was just all of us screaming in chat going, "Keys."
Yes.
They were. It was very cute.
Okay. Vincent.
Well, now that the two scenes that I was in have been used for this and you've all taken such beautiful things from me. shoot. I think that I'll go ahead and give mine other side of my first one. I'll give mine to Val for completely turning the tables on how I thought that conversation might go, both in and out of character.
And it's a good thing that conversation happened after she spoke to Orfeel, because it would have gone the other way around.
And I am going to award my nod, the Dark Star Award, to Val for
shit we didn't hear.
For shit you guys didn't hear. That you'll have to you'll have to listen to our podcast. You want to hear?
Rude. I don't want to listen to you, chumps.
I thought for sure I was a shoo-in because I chased that plot line so hard.
Which plot line?
Going to see Mrs. Finn, despite the rest of my party saying no.
Yep, I'm gonna do both. I'm giving both.
Ha-ha! Yeah. Well, thank you, Elf. I do want to say though, the reason I had that as a secret is because I thought there was a very good chance that Val was just going to disappear, and I didn't want any of you to know why.
Rude.
Huh.
Yet.
You thought there was a good chance what?
That Val was just going to disappear.
All right. Frankie. Yep. Yep. To the final decision, and the world will break apart today, and the world will break apart today.
Guys, we didn't have to do anything for sanity damage. He just let us slide.
Oh my god, that's right. It we might have been because they're...
And we're gone. Whoa. Whoa.
It's probably because of the many, many redemptions that happened.
Yeah, let's go with that and nobody mention it. Nobody be a narc, okay?
No, of course not.
You're still being recorded, y'all.
I know.
Well, recorder. We know that the one person who doesn't listen to these until they're edited is Elf.